Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Louis, and St. Louis was a king, made a king quite young, at 22 years old in France. But he was taught the faith by his father, and they said, you know, fervently, and he taught him well. And this is something that you tend to notice, usually, you know, what we heard in that first reading about passing on the traditions of our faith. Often it's pretty obvious when this is the case, especially when you're working with young people. When you're working with young people, often you can really tell whether they've learned in the home or it was just maybe the once a week that they got to come to church for catechesis, because you can see that it's really kind of ingrained in them. And that was what it was like for St. Louis. And as a leader, really what he did is he just simply followed the precepts of Jesus Christ. You know, mercy, judgment, what we hear about today. He was very merciful to the poor. And so he didn't do anything fancy. He just followed the way of Jesus Christ. And there's something I'd like to read to you today, which is the second reading from the second reading from the Office of Readings this morning, which I think just speaks a little bit better than my own words. And this is from a homily that the Bishop St. John Chrysostom wrote. And it's called The Five Paths of Repentance. Would you like me to list also the paths of repentance? They are numerous and quite varied, and all lead to heaven. A first path of repentance is the condemnation of your own sins. Be the first to admit your sins, and you will be justified. For this reason, too, the prophet wrote, I said, I will accuse myself of my sins to the Lord, and you forgave the wickedness of my heart. Therefore, you too should condemn your own sins. That will be enough reason for the Lord to forgive you. For a man who condemns his own sins is slower to commit them again. Rouse your conscience to accuse you within your own house, lest it become your accuser before the judgment seat of the Lord. That, then, is one very good path of repentance. Another and no less valuable one is to put out of our minds the harm done us by our enemies in order to master our anger and to forgive our fellow servants' sins against us. Then our own sins against the Lord will be forgiven us. Thus you have another way to atone for sins. For if you forgive your debtors, your heavenly Father will forgive you. Do you want to know a third path? It consists of prayer that is fervent, careful, and comes from the heart. If you want to hear a fourth, I will mention almsgiving, whose power is great and far-reaching. If, moreover, a man lives a modest, humble life, that no less than other things I have mentioned takes sin away. Proof of this is the tax collector, who had no good deeds to mention, but offered his humility instead, and was relieved of a heavy burden of sins. Thus I have shown you five paths of repentance: condemnation of your sins, forgiveness of our neighbor's sins against us, prayer, almsgiving, and humility. Do not be idle then, but walk daily in all these paths. They are easy, and you cannot plead in your poverty. For though you live out your life amid great need, you can always set aside your wrath, be humble, pray diligently, and condemn your own sins. Poverty is no hindrance. Poverty is not an obstacle to our carrying out the Lord's bidding, even when it comes to that path of repentance, which involves giving money, almsgiving, I mean. The widow proved that when she put her two mites into the box. Now that we have learned how to heal these wounds of ours, let us apply the cures. Then when we have regained genuine health, we can approach the holy table with confidence, go gloriously to meet Christ, the King of glory, and attain the eternal blessings through the grace, mercy, and kindness of Jesus Christ our Lord.